Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. On this episode, I shared some thoughts on how dangerous and disempowering it is to compare ourselves to others, and how, if we are able to change this mindset, we actually open up tremendous power within ourselves to be high achievers and to be able to achieve our own dreams. Hey everyone, this week I'd love to share with you my thoughts on the danger of comparing yourself to others. I'd like to begin by establishing the fact that what one man or woman can do, another man or woman can do. You see, in life, we seem to take heroes in all shapes and forms. We seem to believe that someone is better than us, stronger than us, smarter than us, more talented than us, and everyone is so much better than we can ever hope to be. This type of thinking is not only damaging, it's just not true. The one thing that separates us from anyone else is us. It's what goes on inside our minds. The fact is we're all the same, despite convincing ourselves that we're all so different. We all have talents, creativity, passion, gifts, traits, emotions, and all the other great things that make us unique also make us the same. What one man or woman can do, another man or woman can do. Of course, there are creative geniuses in the world. Or are there really? Are there just people who are willing to dig just a little bit deeper within themselves to find that little piece of creativity that others miss? Are there people who choose to live differently because they are chosen? Or is it just that they are willing to do what none of the rest of us are willing to do, to find that one special piece of the missing puzzle that will mean the difference between success and failure? We all have special talents. The trick is that we have to know that we have those talents somewhere within us. Too often we are constricted by drama, bad thoughts, negative thinking patterns, negative habits, and all of the rest of the human drama that we are too clouded in. These distractions prevent us from making a difference in our life. What we think is what we become. You may have heard all of the positive thinking gurus in life talk about being positive, unless you've been living under a rock. You may think that this is a ploy to sell you yet another book, and whilst this might be the case for some, there is truth in what they are trying to sell. What we think is exactly what we will become in our life, and I know that because I've lived it. If you think good, happy, peaceful, and loving thoughts and approach life with an attitude of gratitude, guess what you will get? Good, happy, peaceful, loving, and abundant life. I know life is not all sunshine and lollipops. I've personally been to some really dark places throughout my life. Some of which I couldn't see the way out of at the time. But life's challenges are sent to help us grow. And if we are able to surrender to the lessons being presented to us rather than resist them, we evolve, we learn, we grow. Now, there is something extraordinarily magical about the universe. It's reflective. And tapping into the magic can fortify our lives with an eternal flow of goodness and beauty. It's simple to do. It's just a matter of choosing the way we are going to think and live, and the way that we will design the fabric of our existence while here on this planet, in order for it to make a positive difference, not just to us, but to everyone around us and to the rest of humanity. We all have to have heroes, but do we really? We are always busy thinking that someone else is so much better, stronger, braver, prettier, and better able to handle this crazy, wonderful thing called life. But do heroes actually exist? Actually, they do, but only if we allow them to be visible to us. A hero is someone that we think or believe can do something that we cannot. If you have been following this summary at all, you will know this. What one man or woman can do, another man or woman can do. This is not some glorified theory. This is absolute fact. And all that we have to do to be able to do this is to believe it. This is as simple and as complicated as life is. To be able to live this way, investing every single iota of our energy into the unshakable belief in possibility, it will make a profound impact upon your life and in how our lives are seen by others. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Henry David Thoreau, a great thinker, philosopher, evolutionary, and creative mind, was a master at making statements such as this. In reality, this statement is the very core of everything that can be the deciding difference in the way that we live. There is nothing at all complicated about life. Life simply is. We complicate life by the way that we think. Therefore, since we have already discovered that our thinking is something we can control, then the trajectory of our life is something we can also control. Simply lose the bad, the negative, the unnecessary, the drama, and all the heavy stuff, and get to the very core of you. Here, you will uncover the most rare and precious of all gifts. You will discover you. And what a beautiful discovery that will be in your life. Finally, after all the toil, the struggle, the strain, the drama, you will unlock the very secret that people search for and never find. You.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it. So please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.